Bloomberg Daybreak Europe, on demand via the Bloomberg Radio Plus app, free for iPhone and Android devices.
Jake Trask, a corporate dealer at OFX, who joins us down the line this morning. It looks as if it's risk on, certainly in the equity markets, a shot in the arm from these comments around positivity in terms of the fundamentals of the US economy. Are your clients buying this positivity, though, when it comes to the US dollar?
Good morning. Yeah, they are to a certain extent. I think, a lot of them are ongoing concerns about the Trump administration and the negative effect that has on the dollar. But from the monetary policy side, it seems like the dollar will, broadly slowly strengthen against sterling as the year goes on. But I don't see any sort of huge drop in the cable rate. Like some were predicting sort of towards the end of last year. But at the moment, with these upcoming worries about Brexit, a lot of our clients are taking the opportunity to get hedged now whilst you can still get into the high 20s in the cable rate. It's likely that the pound possibly is going to lose some ground as the year goes on against the dollar and particularly against the euro by the looks of things.
Jake, I just want to ask you a little bit more about the input that we'll get from the Federal Reserve, because to a certain extent, we're hearing slightly different messages here from the likes of Robert Dudley. He's saying that it would be a mistake now to sort of end the tightening cycle at this stage, whereas Charles Evans says that he wants to see further evidence that inflation will actually get a boost before he starts voting for hikes once more. What do you take away from that when it comes to the dollar in particular?
Well, I think from both what Dudley and Evans have said, it doesn't necessarily mean that we have to see a hike in September. Taking both those comments into consideration, but doing one in waiting until the end of the year for December still wouldn't constitute halting the tightening cycle, even if you just miss one sort of hike in between. And I think the broadly against the for the dollar, that will be, add sort of some support for it. My hunch is that they're going to telegraph, given all this mixed data we had recently. We had some particularly bad retail sales figures, and obviously we had that retraction in inflation, I should say. So my hunch is that they'll indicate over the next coming months that December is their preferred date for the next hike.
Okay, interesting. That's certainly a very closely watched theme. In the meantime, you mentioned the euro. The dollar's had a hard time, hasn't it, or the hardest time against the yen and the euro. The euro in hot demand, the top-performing G10 currency versus the dollar this year. I mean, we're a long way now from that discussion that we had, before the French presidential elections about the existential threat to Europe, even the possible breakup of the euro. How positive are you about the euro story then going forward? I mean, given that we also have the ECB, we're waiting really to see what will happen with unwinding there.
Exactly. Well, the nightmare scenarios we were talking about a couple of months back aren't going to come to fruition. German data in particular recently has been on a bit of a tear. The German economy seems to be in pretty rude health at the moment. The French economy is healing, outpacing the UK economy for the first quarter. Greece will get papered over in the summer, I'm sure. Some final deal will get put together that kicks the can down the road for them. So, yeah, the talk of going down to parity against the dollar like we were talking about late last year, that seems well wide of the mark now. And if anything, euro-dollar is going to push up towards 115 as we get towards the end of the year. And, if you watch Mario Draghi's press conference the other day, he's pretty much lined up an announcement on tapering for September. Well, yeah. That's the impression I got anyway.
Jake, according to euro area officials familiar with the matter that Bloomberg has been speaking to, the governing council sees no need to make any decisions when it comes to tapering or when it comes to the next step in the bond purchasing program until at least September. At the moment, of course, the ECB is buying bonds to the tune of some 60 billion euros in the markets per month. How do you see that tapering discussion being pushed off? How do you see that sort of influencing the euro looking ahead?
Well, I think at the moment there's an expectation that, you know, a majority of people expect an announcement with regards to tapering in September. That doesn't necessarily mean the tapering is going to begin in September, obviously. I think there's, you know, ECB members are, obviously this is on the table regardless of whether they've admitted it or not, and it's on the back of their minds at the moment. And I would suspect that come September, or at the absolute latest, the meeting after, they will announce some sort of scaling back of the bond purchases to begin in early 2018. And I think that's what the market's got priced in at the moment. And to be honest, I think that will happen, given the comments and the tone out of Draghi's press conference the other day.
Where do you see euro sterling in that case? I mean, you've got some interesting notes out. We all know the rising pressure from inflation. Christine Forbes, one of the Bank of England officials, talking about inflation being a real concern, that the Bank of England may need to act sooner than expected. Where does that leave sterling for this, you know, the coming 3 to 6 months now as we go into Brexit negotiations?
Well, I see the euro slowly ticking up against the pound. I think we're around about the 87.50 handle for euro-pound. I expect that, you know, by year-end to be closer to 90 pence. And I think regardless of what Christine Forbes has said recently, and she does have a point about, you know, rising inflation and the need to combat it with rate hikes, that I can't really see any chance that that's going to happen despite the 5-3 split in the Bank of England last week. She's leaving next month, so that potentially pushes it back down to just Michael Saunders and Ian McCafferty voting for a rate hike. And, you know, we've seen central bankers, we've seen the Bank of England see through high inflation before. You've only got to look back to 2011 when rising commodities prices put it up to 5.2. And given the fragility of the economy then, as it's looking like it's going to turn a little bit fragile as we go into the year, the Bank of England chose to see through that, and I fully expect them they will look to see through it again with a majority of MPC members, and that's likely to be confirmed by Mark Carney's speech at Mansion House.
Bloomberg Daybreak Europe, weekday mornings at 1 a.m. Eastern, in New York on Bloomberg 1130, in Washington, D.C. on Bloomberg 99.1 FM and 105.7 FM HD2, in Boston on 1200 AM and 94.5 FM HD2, in San Francisco on 960 AM and 103.7 FM HD2, and on Sirius XM Satellite Radio Channel 119, copyright 2016 Bloomberg LP.